Let's pray.
让我们共同祷告。
Father in heaven,
我们的天父啊，
take your word and show us yourself this morning.
祈求你今天早上能够把你的话语赐给我们，能够把你自己展现给我们。
Reveal your Son, the Lord Jesus, afresh.
祈求你能够把你的儿子，能够把主耶稣展现给我们。
Whether it is a pressure from the end of a semester or approaching Christmas and travel, we ask that you would meet us today through your word.
无论是因为我们现在面临着学期末学业的压力，还是因为我们面临着圣诞节来临，然后要做各种购物，然后要做各种旅行这样的压力，祈求你能够把你的话语赐给我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
People search for significance as they observe the holidays.
人们呢，在过圣诞节的这个过程当中，一直在不断地寻找圣诞节的意义。
American Thanksgiving, where do people get their significance? Is it from eating and waiting to go shopping?
在我们庆祝感恩节的过程当中，在美国的这个文化里，人们到底是怎么样获得感恩节的意义的？难道就是在不断的去吃，然后不断的去购物吗？
Somehow people feel badly if they just eat and don't give thanks, or do homework without giving thanks.
人们不知为什么他们如果仅仅是在吃，或者仅仅是在做作业的话，可是却不去感谢，他们会觉得很不好。
New Year, whether American or Chinese, is a celebration.
新年无论是对美国人还是对中国人来说，都是一个值得庆祝的节日。
But isn't it a significant celebration where we should stop and reflect on life and where the last year has taken us?
难道如果我们停下来去真的去思考过去的这一年当中发生的事情，这样去做能够赋予我们节日的意义吗？
And plot out where we're going to go in the next year.
然后去想想明年我们应该会去做些什么呢？
So Christmas is coming. What's the significance?
所以呢，圣诞节将要来临了。可是圣诞节的意义又在何处呢？
For an economist, the significance may be seen as helping the economy.
对于一个经济学家来说，可能圣诞节的意义就是在于它能够帮助经济的复苏。
A cartoon of a man who is on his knees begging on the sidewalk.
有一个卡通呢，画的就是一个人，他在路上，在跪在路上，在不断的祈求。
A couple meets him as they're walking along outside the stores.
一对夫妻他们从商场当中出来，看到了这个人。
The husband reaches into his pocket to give something to the begging man.
那个丈夫呢，就把手伸到他的裤子口袋里，就要给那个人一些钱。
And the wife reaches over to stop him.
但是呢，那个妻子她就要阻止她的丈夫。
Wait, dear, that's not a homeless person. It's the store manager.
那个妻子说呢，等一下，亲爱的，那个人他可不是一个无家可归的人哦，他可是那个商场的经理哦。
Many in our culture look at Christmas as a time that gets its significance from being kind and giving and thinking about others.
很多人在我们的文化当中，他们觉得圣诞节的意义就是在于我们要对每一个人都很好，我们要不断的去感谢，我们要去想到别人。
And that's good because it reflects God's nature, certainly.
这是一件很好的事情啊，因为它真的反映出来神的本质。
But it does not go far enough because anyone outside the faith could celebrate Christmas in that way.
但是这样做却是远远不够的，因为任何一个不是基督徒的人，他们也可以这样来做。
Combination of Christmas and the end of the semester makes it likely to be one of the most harried and hectic times in the year for people.
这个圣诞节将要到来的事实，还有我们期末所面临的压力，对于很多人来说，真的是一年当中一个很紧张的一段时间。
I'd like to suggest that Zechariah in Luke 1 gives us a key to unlock Christmas and what this celebration really is all about.
撒加利亚在路加福音第一章当中呢，他有提到说， 对于圣诞节的庆祝究竟是怎么一回事？
The key is finding how Zechariah responded and patterning our own response to God after that.
这个事情主要呢，就是让我们知道撒加利亚他是怎么样把神的话语和我们去思考神的话语放到了一起。
In a way, it's one of the simplest passages about Christmas that's there.
从某种程度上来说，这真的是关于圣诞节是什么思考当中最简单的。
Zechariah does something very simple.
撒加利亚呢，他做了一件非常简单的事情。
And it summons us to do the same.
而且他告诉我们应当做同样的。
Essentially, here's the theme.
所以呢，这就是这个主题。
Praise God that He sent Jesus as Messiah to save us.
感谢神，因为他把主耶稣赐予了我们，作为我们的弥赛亚。
There's Christmas.
这就是圣诞节。
67. His father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied.
那个路加福音呢，第67节他说，他父亲撒加利亚被圣灵充满了。
The little baby who's going to grow up to be John the Baptist has just been born.
施洗约翰他即将诞生了。
Baby's father Zechariah has a newly restored voice because he's learned a lesson about listening to God.
撒加利亚他有了一个新的声音，因为他听到了一个声音对他说，你要去听主的话。
It says he comes under the very powerful control and influence of the Holy Spirit suddenly.
他说呢，撒加利亚他突然间就被圣灵所充满，被圣灵所掌控。
Because of the Holy Spirit's operation in him, he's able to prophesy, it tells us.
因为圣灵把他充满了，所以他就可以对我们预言。
What does it mean that he prophesied?
他所预言的对我们来说是什么意思呢？
Essentially, this means he spoke a message directly from God.
这个意思就是说，他真的就是直接把神的话告诉我们。
God's the source here.
神是这个话语的来源。
And look where it is in the Gospel of Luke. It's right at the end of the first chapter, right before the birth of Jesus.
看一看这段话，它是究竟在圣经当中，它是在哪个位置？它是在主耶稣即将到来的之前的第一章的最后一个部分。
It's placed where it is because it's going to provide an interpretation of the birth of Jesus and really the whole of the rest of the Gospel of Luke.
这句话被放在那里的原因，就是因为它是要预言主耶稣的降临。
There's two movements here.
这个话呢有两个不同的部分。
Praise God, He sent Jesus as Messiah to save us.
他说感谢神，因为主耶稣是我们的弥赛亚，他是来拯救我们的。
Why did Jesus come?
为什么主耶稣会来呢？
Look at 68-75.
我们看一下第68节到第75节。
Quite simply, He came to save us so we can serve God.
很简单呐，因为主耶稣的降临是为了让我们能够服侍神。
It pictures the Messiah, the Christ, as a powerful person who saves us from threats.
这句话是说，这个把弥赛亚作为一个非常有能力的人。
You'll also pick up right away that Zechariah is full of the Old Testament. He knows God's word really well.
我们也能够从此得知呢，撒加利亚他对神的话语非常了解，他对旧约非常熟悉。
There's a baby named John, his son.
有一个婴孩，他的名字叫做John， 是他的儿子。
And the mother Elizabeth's cousin Mary has a child on the way too, who will be Jesus.
他说，伊丽莎白的妹妹玛利亚，她也将要将要把一个孩子生出来。
What he sings is an overview of what God's about to do in the careers of two babies.
他所说的呢，就是神将要做的事情，通过两个孩子所要做的事情。
And how those babies are tied into the Old Testament and what God has been doing for millennia.
而且呢，是这两个孩子他们的诞生跟旧约之间的关系，和神一直在做的事情。
Immediately he states his praise, 68.
在68节当中呢，他马上就说出他的赞美。
Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel. Notice he identifies which God this is.
他说，主以色列的神是应当称颂的。他马上就说明了这个神是谁。
And then he moves right into the reasons for praise.
然后他马上就说为什么他要赞美神。
Because he has come to his people and redeemed them.
因为他眷顾他的百姓，为他们行救赎。
Notice that word that New International calls come. It's actually the word visit. God visited his people.
他说这里的到来的意思呢，其实是去看的意思，就是神他真的是来看他的子民。
It's looking to the past and says that God has shown up to do something.
他看看过去，他说神他真的是站出来要做事情。
He redeemed us. He set us free, delivered us. It's as good as done. It's in the past.
他给予了我们救赎，他使我们变得自由。
So he begins first with telling us this coming Savior's identity and then about his work.
所以呢，他告诉我们这位即将到来的救世主，他是谁，而且还有他将要做的事情。
69, he has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David.
69节呢，上面讲的是在他仆人大卫家中为我们兴起了拯救的角。
A horn is a picture of strength and power.
角呢，这个是指的是很强大的。
And somehow this power is connected with the revival of the royal line of Israel from David.
不知道为什么，就是这种力量，它是和大卫家中的有联系的。
So we're talking here about the promised Messiah that the Old Testament has said would be a person, a king in the line of David.
所以我们现在所讲的其实是旧约当中所提到的弥赛亚，他是大卫家中的人。
And this powerful king is in the center of God's long-term plan. Look at 70.
我们可以看一下第70节。
As he said through his holy prophets of long ago.
这是神他通过他的先知很早之前就讲到的。
God's already tipped us off to what's coming.
神已经告诉我们了什么事情将要到来。
So 69 and 70, you get this Savior's identity.
所以69和70节我们知道了我们的救世主究竟是谁。
Now 71 to 75, what will he do? What's his work?
71到75节告诉我们的是这位救世主他将要做的是什么。
Zechariah begins to elaborate this theme of the Savior for whom he's praising God.
撒迦利亚他把这些都串起来告诉我们，这就是为什么他要赞美神的原因。
He defines the salvation that we have.
他告诉了我们，我们所拥有的救赎究竟是怎么样的一种救赎。
71, it's salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us.
71节说呢，他拯救我们脱离仇敌和一切恨我们人的手。
And he leaves it in very generic terms. He doesn't define who the threat is.
他这句话说得很笼统，他并没有告诉我们究竟我们所面临的这种威胁到底是什么。
What is this an expression of?
这个意思到底是什么呢？
Look at 72 and 73.
看一下第72节和第73节。
It is to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant, the very oath he swore to our father Abraham.
他是说向我们的祖先施怜悯，纪念他的圣约，就是他对我们祖宗亚伯拉罕所起的誓。
So God will stay faithful to his covenant.Binding relationship with his people by sending this Savior Jesus.
所以神他会遵守他的圣约，而他通过把主耶稣献给我们来遵守他的圣约。
And he recalls the oath sworn to Abraham.
而且呢，他想到了他对我们祖先亚伯拉罕所起的誓。
And of course, that's back in Genesis 12, the promise that God gives Abraham.
这个是在创世纪当中所提到的。
So all that God had said to Abraham 1800 years before this is going to come to completion in Jesus.
所以在1800年之前，神对亚伯拉罕所说的事情要通过主耶稣来实现。
So he said he's going to pick up on the promises and the covenants of old, and he's going to save us from our enemies.
所以神说他将要遵守他的圣约，把我们从我们敌人的威胁当中解救出来。
So what do you expect the goal of this is?
所以你认为他的这个目的究竟是什么呢？
Are we supposed to gloat and celebrate over our enemy's defeat?
我们难道是说要为我们敌人的失败而沾沾自喜吗？
Are we going to set up a new political system?
我们是要有一个新的政治系统吗？
Look at 74 and 75. This is an unexpected direction God's going.
我们看一下第74节和第75节，神把我们引领到了一个不同的一个道路上。
He repeats what God's doing. He's rescuing us from the hand of our enemies.
说叫我们既从仇敌手中被救出来。
And what are we freed up to do?
所以我们可以有自由去做什么呢？
To enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days.
就可以终身在他面前坦然无悔地用圣洁公义来侍奉他。
No party on the grave of defeated enemies and no new political system we're setting up.
我们不会说在我们那些被打败的敌人面前去开派对，我们也不会就去嘲笑他们。
This Savior is going to free us up so that we can focus on God.
我们的救世主解救了我们，是因为只有这样，我们才能够全心全意的来侍奉神。
He depicts him protecting us from all those external forces that would keep us from worshiping the Lord.
只有这样，他的目的呢，真的就是不让我们被所有外在的事情而分心。
Remember back in verse 68, Zechariah, who's prophesying this?
我们还记得撒加利亚他对这个的预言吗？
He had not trusted God, and so he'd lost the ability to speak.
他没有真的去相信神，所以他失去了他说话的能力。
When he showed his faith by describing the name of the baby as John, God gave him his tongue, his speech back.
当他显现出了他对神的信任，他把他的儿子叫做约翰的时候，神把他说话的能力又赐予了他。
Look at the pattern.
看一下这个过程。
God freed him, and so he worshipped. That's what he's doing in this passage. His first response with his words is to worship God.
神赐予了他自由，所以他感谢神。这就是为什么神把自由又赐予了他。
And so what's the Messiah going to enable us to do?
所以弥赛亚赐予我们的是什么呢？
He'll free us from threats so we can worship.
他把我们从威胁当中拯救了出来，是因为这样我们就会能够在一起赞美神。
Zechariah serves as the model.
撒加利亚为我们树立了榜样。
And it describes this as carried out in holiness and righteousness.
而且呢，他说这一切都是非常神圣的，很公义的。
What do they have of the Bible so far?
他们圣经当中所提到的都有哪些呢？
It's the Old Testament.
是旧约。
And who is holy and who is righteous in the Old Testament?
在旧约当中，谁是神圣的，谁是公义的呢？
It's particularly God who is stated to be God is holy, God is righteous.
当然是神了，因为神是公义的，神是神圣的。
So what it's meaning is that we're going to be free to focus on God, to worship God, to serve God, and reflect God. We can be holy and righteous, partake of what He's like.
所以说，如果我们想成为公义的，我们想成为神圣的，那么我们所要做的就是要去赞美神，要去服侍神。
You want to have a meaningful Christmas?
你想要过一个有意义的圣诞节吗？
Ignore the culture around.
把你周围的这些文化全部都忽视掉。
Because Christmas season in our culture, at least here, amplifies and multiplies everything that distracts us from God.
因为在这里的圣诞节所包括的许多东西，就真的是把我们的这个所要我们的关注点从神的身上给弄了过去。
I'd imagine with the composition of this congregation that there's a few of you who are in the end of the semester.
就像在这里有很你们当中的一些人现在所要面临的是期末考试。
End of semester and professional pressures also do all kinds of things to multiply distraction from the Lord.
我们期末所面对的这些压力也会让我们分心。
That word for serving him that we've just seen in this passage is particularly serving him by worshiping him, focusing on him.
这里所说的服侍神，它的意思主要就是说，我们要去赞美神，我们要把我们的注意力放在神的身上。
The key here is to rest in Jesus to protect you so that you actually maintain a focus on him through the most distracting of times.
所以这里所说的意思就是神他保护我们，他们把我们从这些威胁当中拯救出来的原因，是因为我们能够在神当中获得平安，我们能够全心全意地放在神的身上。
So 68 to 75, he came to save us so we can serve and worship and focus on God.
所以六十八节到七十五节当中说的是他来拯救我们，所以我们可以把我们的心思全部都放在神的身上。
This Messiah of power delivers us, saves us from the threats that keep us from focus.
弥赛亚他帮我们从那些威胁我们，让我们从神身上分心的这些威胁当中解救出来。
Now the second movement in 76 to 79.
所以第二个部分呢是七十六节到第七十九节。
The Messiah of power is also a Messiah of light.
弥赛亚，这个有拥有神力、拥有权柄的弥赛亚，也是拥有光的弥赛亚。
And he will save us from our sins so we can know God.
所以他能够把我们从我们的罪当中解救出来，因为只有这样我们才能够认识神。
First movement, he's going to save us so we can serve and worship and focus on God.
第一个部分呢是他把我们拯救出来，所以我们就能够全心全意的把心思放在神的身上。
Save from the distractions and the threats.
把我们从那些威胁当中，从那些使我们分心的事情当中解救出来。
Now the second movement, he's going to save us from our sins so we can know God and personally be connected with God.
第二个部分是他把我们从我们的罪当中解救出来，因为只有这样我们才能够认识神。
Remember, Zechariah has a newborn baby right in front of him here.
我们要记得在这里呢，撒加利亚他有一个刚刚出生的婴孩。
So finally he turns to the little baby in front of him.
所以终于他看到他眼前的这个孩子。
Little baby John, and he has a whole new focus on another threat.Specifically, our sin that creates the barrier with God.
So he has a new focus point.
Look at how 76 starts.
看一下七十六节，他是怎么开始的。
And you, my child, it's second person direct address. He's talking to the baby.
他说你孩子啊，他是用的第二人称，他在直接和那个小孩说话。
So he says, "You, baby."
他说你孩子。
Will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins.
所以他说你要称为至高者的先知，因为你要行在主的面前，预备他的道路，叫他的百姓因罪得赦，就知道救恩。
If you've ever seen a newborn baby, that doesn't inspire much confidence that this is going to be a prophet.
如果你之前见过那些刚出生的孩子，你估计很难有信心说，这个孩子他就是先知。
And there hasn't been a prophet among the Jews since the 5th century, 400 plus years since there's been a prophet.
而且在犹太人当中，已经很久很久都没有产生过先知了。
And he says, here's a prophet, this is sensational news.
他说，这里是一个先知，这是一个很轰动的新闻。
So he begins to talk about the calling of God on his newborn infant.
所以他开始讲说，神对他的这个新生儿的这个旨意。
What does Scripture tell us a prophet is?
圣经当中所说的先知到底是什么呢？
A prophet is somebody carried along by the Spirit, filled by the Spirit, to speak words from God.
先知就是被圣灵所控制，被圣灵所充满。来讲神话语的人。
What Zechariah is doing under the impulse of the Spirit in this song he's singing is what the baby's career will be.
撒加利亚这里所说的就是这个小孩子他将来的事业会是一个什么样的。
Well, we've got a coming Messiah from the line of David, and this baby's going to grow up to get people ready.
他说的意思就是大卫家将出现弥赛亚，而他的这个孩子的在这里的目的就是将来会成为这件事情的先知。
Baby John is going to bridge the eras from the old to the new.
这个约翰呢，他将要把之前的事情和现在的事情，旧的和新的连接在一起。
He is here to make people's hearts ready for Jesus' message and Jesus himself.
他在这里的目的是为了让人们的心为弥赛亚的到来，为主耶稣的到来准备好。
How will he prepare the way?
他如何来准备好人们呢？
By passing along the knowledge of the Lord, disseminating knowledge of God's salvation.
把神的救恩的这个讯息告诉人们。
To give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, 77.
我们看一下第77节，说叫他的百姓因罪得赦，就知道救恩。
That's what this salvation is about. The barrier that we erect between us and God because we sin and rebel is going to be taken care of.
这就是救恩的意义，就是我们和神之间所存在的因罪而产生的隔阂将不再有了。
The message of Christmas is a message of grace.
圣诞节的信息，所给我们的信息呢，就是神他对我们的恩典。
Because of my sin, I'm guilty.
因为我的罪，我会觉得很内疚。
And I deserve to be separated from God and to die.
而正是因为这样，所以我罪有应得，应当和神分离，然后去死。
So the baby's message is a message of grace too.
所以这个婴儿他的所要传达的讯息也是一个恩典的讯息。
Because of what that baby Jesus is going to grow up and do at the cross, that guilt can be taken away.
所以当主耶稣他从一个孩子长大之后，而他将要在十字架上为我们献上生命，而这个时候我们的内疚将不再存在了。
You and I will be able to enter into a relationship with God that is personal because the barrier is removed because Jesus took the penalty for my sin.
而你和我就终于可以跟神建立起一个很亲密的关系，因为主耶稣他把我们的罪承担了。
The verdict of guilty is canceled.
我们将不会感到内疚。
There's part of the message of Christmas that's most sensational too.
所以这个是关于圣诞节来说最好的信息。
The little cousin baby Jesus is going to grow up and give his life in my place and in your place on a cross.
主耶稣这个小孩子他将要长大，将要在这个十字架上为你和我的罪而献上他自己的生命。
So right in the middle of his song, Zechariah focuses on the calling and mission of his baby, John.
所以在他所唱这个歌中间呢，撒迦利亚他说他的这个孩子约翰他将来所要承担的任务。
And of course that message and that mission is to point to the one coming, the cousin baby Jesus.
而当然了，他这个讯息的重点是要说那位将要来的弥赛亚，也就是主耶稣。
And then he explains by turning his focus back to Jesus, Messiah coming in 78 and 79, what the mercy of God will look like.
所以在第七十八和七十九节里面呢，他又开始谈论到弥赛亚是什么样的，主耶稣将是一个什么样的人。
He's going to come to illumine us, to cast light on us.
他说要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，把我们的脚引领到平安的路上。
Because of the tender mercy of our God, his compassion, his inner feeling as he's stirred within us and sees our need,
因为神他对我们的怜悯，他明白我们的需要。
It says that the rising sun will come to us from heaven and shine on those living in darkness.
所以他才说要照亮在黑暗中和死荫里的人。
It pictures us apart from God as spending our lives in the dark.
所以他把我们那些把我们远离神的时候的那个状态说是在黑暗当中的。
And then it says that we're in the shadow of death.
然后他说我们是在死荫里的。
Which is the same word now in translation from the Psalm, from Psalm 23 that describes us going through the valley of the shadow of death, this deep darkness apart from God, under threat.
Sorry. 他说这是很深的黑暗，因为我们与神是远离的。
And listen to the words here. They're picking up on a number of things in the Old Testament. Again.
看一下他们所用的这些话，他们又说到了一些旧约当中的词。
Isaiah 40 had described a messenger who would prepare the way before the Lord.
撒迦利亚四十当中呢，他说到了一个来传送神福音的人。
Now in 78 and 79, it picks up on Isaiah 9.
78到79节呢，讲到的是撒迦利亚的第九节。
Listen to the words of Isaiah 9:2.
听那个第九节当中的这些话。
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light.
那些在黑暗当中行走的人，他们看到了一道耀眼的光。
On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned.
在那些生活在死荫里的人的生命当中呢，终于有亮光了。
I think you recognize right away that he's picking up on the prophet's words in his description of Jesus.
所以你现在可以看到，在他来描述主耶稣到来这个事实的过程当中，跟之前的那一章是很有联系的。
Talks in Malachi, the last chapter of the sun rising on us as a picture of Messiah.
弥赛亚的到来就好像是太阳升起来那样，亮光照到我们当中。
But there's another thing here that we miss easily in translation.
而这里呢，我们翻译当中可能经常翻译不到的还有一点。
The word that often is translated rising sun is actually ambiguous.
我们所说的这升起的太阳，这个经常是不是很清楚的。
It simply may mean that which rises, that which shoots up.
他所说的意思就是那个升起来的。
Hence the translation rising sun, because it's going to shine on us.
所以呢，这个翻译成升起的太阳，因为它将为我们带来亮光。
In Jeremiah 23:5, though it tells us that Messiah coming will be a branch that shoots up from the line of David.
在二十三节当中，他所说的意思是说，弥赛亚的到来，他就是像升起的一个星那样，会把光亮带给我们。
In Numbers 24:17, it told us that Messiah would be a star out of Jacob rising.
在民数记当中呢，他说，弥赛亚呢是像雅各那样升起来的。
So it uses the ambiguity in the word in the original to evoke all these images of Messiah as the one who rises.
所以他就是用这样一个模糊的、有点模糊的这样一种语言呢，让我们去思考那些升起来的那些弥赛亚那样的人。
Messiah coming as a rising sun, a rising star, or a branch that shoots up.
弥赛亚来到我们中间，就好像是升起的太阳，好像是升起的启明星那样。
Comes to us, he says, from heaven in 78.
在七十。八节当中他说他是从天堂降临到我们。
Combining the images of Messiah arriving from God.
这个意思是说弥赛亚他是从神而来的。
And you notice that word which I said come in 78.
而且你会看到这个词我刚刚提到的在到七十八节当中说到来。
That's actually that same word from 68. He has come to his people.
和六十八节当中说他到来到他的人民当中是一样的。
Maybe better translated as visited.
而可能更好的翻译呢是说来看望。
Visit in the Old Testament sense that God shows up to help us, to save us.
就像 旧约当中所提到的一样，神他过来，他来探望我们，他来帮助我们。
Looking in 68 back to the past, to all God's done to redeem his people coming out of the Old Testament,
我们从68节可以看到他当中所讲到的说，很早很早之前，从旧约当中的事情到现在的事情。
Now looking to the future with what Jesus will accomplish in a final way at the cross to save us from sin.
而从现在这一点往未来来看，讲到的说是主耶稣他怎么样来到我们中间来为我们施救恩。
Notice how he plays with the light and the dark picture.
注意他是怎么样来讲到黑暗和光明的。
We are stuck on our own in the darkness, but he brings his light to shine on us.
我们被我们自己的黑暗所困，可是他却把他的光亮赐予了我们。
So God's great reversal, that he is willing to come to us and save us and bring us to himself out of our darkness.
所以神他愿意把他自己给我们，他愿意把亮光赐予我们，他愿意再次接纳我们，让我们回到他的身边。
That points us in the right direction, 79.
所以在79节当中说到了。
To guide our feet into the path of peace.
把我们的脚引领到平安的路上。
The cross of the soon-to-be-born baby cousin, who will be Jesus, will calm our hearts because it will cancel the war of our sin against God.
那位还没有出生的主耶稣，他将来会被钉在十字架上，为我们的罪而献上自己的生命。而只有通过这样，我们才能够从我们的罪当中被救赎，才能够重新和神在一起。
The chapter then ends with the note of John's childhood in 80.
而这一章呢，他八十节结束的时候。讲的是那孩子逐渐长大，心灵强健，住在旷野，直到他显明在以色列人面前的日子。
Christmas, or the end of the semester, robs us of peace.
圣诞节的准备，包括学期的结束，它让我们有的时候难以得到平安。
Whether concerned with my GPA, my final papers, my dissertation, my research,
无论是为将来带来的考试，我们的 GPA， 还有答辩种种种种之类学业上的负担。
Or shopping and worrying about seeing people or being concerned because I won't get to see people。
或者呢是要去购物，要去采购，要去去走亲访友，或者是担心要可能没有朋友和亲人可以去访问。
Seems the time we set apart to celebrate Jesus' birth is one of the least tranquil and peaceful times.
所以好像是我们来庆祝神诞生，主耶稣诞生的这个时候呢，反而成为了一个很没有平安，很没有平静的一段时间。
Now many families will follow a tradition at Christmas time of what's called an Advent tree, where they have a feltChristmas tree that they'll put up on the wall, and then they'll stick little things on it day by day through Christmas.
有很多家庭呢，他们会有庆祝待降节的树，就是他们会有一棵树，然后在这个圣诞节到临之前，就每一天都会往上面放东西。
So they might take a little felt Christmas gift, or put it up, or a word saying joy, cut out in felt, put it up on the Advent tree on the wall.
所以他们可能会有一个小的一个纸上面写着快乐喜乐，然后把它贴到那个树上。
And a family I knew was observing this a few years back.
有一个家庭呢，我知道的，他们几年之前。来也是来有这个传统。
And they had a little piece of felt with the letters P-E-A-C-E, peace, cut out and affixed to it that was supposed to be put up on the Advent tree.
所以他们呢就写了一个平安这两个字，然后呢也要把它放到那个树上。
They handed it to their little preschool daughter to put up on the tree.
然后他们呢把这个把刻好的弄好的这个字呢给了他上幼儿园的小孩子。
She's very small. She couldn't read yet.
那个女孩非常小，然后她还不会读呢，还不识字。
So she takes the little felt piece and slaps it on upside down.
虽然他把这个平安这两个字呢，头朝下的给贴上去了。
The peace was upside down, and that reminds me often of December. It's inside out, it's upside down. What should be the season of peace just is not.
他说这个头朝下的这个平安呢，反而常常让我会想起十二月，就是这样一个，实际上我们更应该得到平安，却反而有的时候被其他的事情所分心，得不到平安的时候。
So Zechariah is right.
所以撒迦利亚是对的。
Here's a passage in the stories of Advent, of the birth of Jesus.
所以这个故事讲的是，神将要到来。
How do you keep your December on target?
那你怎么样能够让你的十二月仍然很有目标呢？
How do you resist the pressures of the end of the semester?
你怎么样能够很好的来应对学期末的这种压力？
How do you resist the pressures of the season of Christmas?
怎么样能够去应对圣诞节到来所伴随的各种压力？
You stay on target by looking to the promised one who came.
你让你自己的十二月有目标，是通过把自己的全部心思都放在那位将要来的主耶稣身上。
Zechariah's song is singing about the salvation that Jesus brought us when he came down to earth.
撒迦利亚所说的是主耶稣他对我们的救赎，当他来到这个世界上的时候，他为我们带来的救恩。God
took on human flesh in Jesus and brought us personal, relational connection with God. That's amazing.
神他化为了肉身，他来到这个世界上，他通过牺牲他自己，让我们和神重新建立起那种亲密的关系，而这真的是让人难以置信的，非常美好的。
And he's not just giving us a ticket to heaven.
他并不是只给我们一张进入天堂的门票。
The goal is right now going to be realized.
目标现在呢，就要被实现了。
It's a double goal that will serve, worship, focus on him, and will know him personally.
这是有两个部分的一个目标。第一个目标是我们将会侍奉神，第二个目标是我们将可以跟神建立起亲密的关系。
Actually, the words of Zechariah are good advice for the other 11 months, too.
他说，事实上撒迦利亚所给我们的这个建议呢，对于一年当中剩下的这11个月也是很有帮助的。Let's
pray.
让我们共同祷告。Father
in heaven, thank you so much for sending your son Jesus to this earth.
亲爱的天父啊，真的是我们无比的感谢你。 把你的亲生儿子，把主耶稣赐予了我们，让他来到这个世界上。This
morning we join Zechariah in praising and thanking you for sending your son in the flesh.
今天早上我们和撒迦利亚像撒迦利亚那样来赞美你，赞美你把你的儿子送到这个世界上。This
December, whatever the pressures we face, may we cooperate with you in what that incarnation, enfleshment of Jesus, was meant to bring.
无论在这个十二月份我们所面临的压力究竟有多大，究竟来自何处，让我们和你在一起，让我们时刻记着你把你的孩子送到了这个世界上，为我们施了救恩。In
spite of the end of a semester, a Christmas season, concerns about travel or not,
无论是这个学期的期末，还是我们将要频繁出游的圣诞节假期。
May you settle our hearts to focus on you and serve you.
求你引导我们的心，让我们能够全心全意地把心思放在你的身上，能够全心全意地服侍你。
And may your spirit impel us to push deeper in knowing you intimately and personally.
求你的圣灵能够帮助我们，能够让我们去努力的更加深入的去了解你。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.